Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Beis Chulin 142. And today's Daf Yomi brings us to the conclusion of this beautiful tractate that is called Chulin. And we pray that Hashem should give us the strength to finish this tractate again in the next cycle of the Daf Yomi and many more cycles as well. So says our Gemara on 142a as we conclude our reading of this tractate. A Gemara brings a position of Rabbi Yaakov, which is discussed within the context of the fact that the verse states, with respect to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, of sending away the mother bird, the verse promises us a long life. And if we send away the mother bird, that will be good for you and you'll have a long life. So when Rabbi Yaakov saw this verse, Rabbi Yaakov taught, there's no mitzvah that's written in the Torah where it says the reward for it, which really, resurrection of the dead is dependent upon it. Meaning to say that it's understood from these mitzvos that this is really not in this world, that the reward for these commandments is not in this world, but rather it is the reward will be in the world to come or after the resurrection of the dead. But the reward that's listed in the Torah is not in this world. As it states, it says, by honoring your father and mother, you'll have a long life, will be good for you. And so why does it say these verses that you'll be good for you, have a long life? So in a situation where a father says, go up in this platform, in this big tower, v'havili gozolos, bring me small birds, v'ola, and the person does this, and he fulfills his father's command, which is sending away the mother bird, v'shilach hasa'im, v'lakach hasabatim, he sends away the mother, takes his children, v'lachazaraso, nafal, mace, and let's say on the way down, this child who is honoring his father, and send away the mother bird, both commandments, where you promised a long life, he falls down and he dies. How could that be? Heichan harichos yamav shalzen, in that situation, where is the child, his long life? He's promised a long life, and he dies as a child. Ve'echan tovasa shalzeh. Where was it good? It must be l'man yarichon yomecha, means ba'olam shakula aruch, when you'll have a long life in the world that's fully long, meaning to say in the eternal world. L'man yitav lach l'olam shakula tov, and it'll be good for you in the world that's completely good. So the Gemara says, well, why would you say this incident happened? V'dom lo havahachim. Maybe this incident would never happen. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yaakov ma'isachaza. He actually saw such an incident that a person sent his child to go up and send away the mother bird before taking the chicks, and indeed the child fell down and died. So the Gemara says, yeah, but maybe the child was not blameless. Maybe the child had a sinful thought. The Gemara says, no, we wouldn't punish you for a sinful thought. The Torah would never punish you for just a thought. But the Gemara says, but wait, maybe the child was having an idolatrous thought. As it states, that we're going to be liable even for idolatrous thoughts. So the Gemara says, no, if that would be the case, Rabbi Yaakov was saying, that if it was really the case that there is reward for the commandments in this world, then the commandments would have helped him so that he wouldn't, the commandments would have helped him so that he wouldn't actually end up having a sinful thought. So it must be, says Rabbi Yaakov, there's no reward for the mitzvos in this world. You will not get any physical reward for the mitzvos in this world. So Gemara says, how could it possibly have been that this child fell down? The child was an agent of a mitzvah. The child was doing a mitzvah and getting the eggs for getting the baby birds for his father. And we have a principle, shluchim mitzvah einu nizakim, that the person who's doing a mitzvah cannot be damaged. So the Gemara says, b'chazarasan, that he got punished after he had did the mitzvah, meaning to say, and he fell down after he did the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, well, therefore, if that's the case, if you're really doing a mitzvah, Rabbi Elazar not only says that you're not going to be punished or you're not going to have a calamity befall you on your way to the mitzvah, but even on the way back. So the Gemara says, yeah, but in this case, sulam ra'uahavi, the ladder was shaky. And since the ladder was shaky, umakam de kavua hazeka, and since it was a place where there was a probability that damage could happen, there you can't rely upon the protection of the principle of shulchim mitzvah einu nizakin. You can't rely upon that. As it states, vayomer Shmuel, eche lech v'shamash sha'ul v'aragani. As it states in the verse, that Shmuel said, how can I go and Saul will hear this and kill me? And so therefore, even though Shmuel was being sent by God, he was still afraid that Saul would hear it and kill him. And so we see from that the principle of Shluchim is a mitzvah and a nizakin. So it comes Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, okay, if it would have only been that there was once a person named Elisha ben Avuah, he became a heretic, and he became known as Acher, the other one, if he had only seen this interpretation of Rabbi Yaakov, he would never have sinned. Rabbi Yaakov Barte, if he had only seen this interpretation, he would never have sinned. Because my chaza, what did Elisha ben Avuah see that caused him to sin? Some say he saw this exact incident of a child being sent up and the ladder and falling down and dying. Some say he saw the tongue of Rabbi Chitzpit, the translator, the Avi Mutelas Ba'ashba, that after during the Hadrianic persecutions, they killed him and they tortured him, they threw his tongue in the trash. And he said, Amar Pasha Hefik Margolios Yochoch Afar, he said, it's such a mouth that lapped up earth, that spewed pearls is going to lap up earth. How could that be? V'lo yada, but Elisha ben Avuah Acher didn't know. L'man yitavlach, what does it mean? Ba'olam shekua tov, and that'll be good for you in the world that's entirely good. L'man yarichun yamecha, and it'll be a lengthy days. Ba'olam shekua aruch, and the days where it's completely eternal. What a beautiful message on the eternality of doing the mitzvahs as we conclude this beautiful tractate. Hadron alach shulach hakan, uslikala, mesach. Has fallen.